McLean County government will cut close to 30 positions if the draft budget gains approval. All of the major departments will lose jobs, according to County Administrator Bill Wasson's presentation of the spending plan. Taxes will be flat, spending will be down, there won't be any pay raises, and still the county is looking at further internal consolidation, things like merging the treasurer and accounts payable operations. Also in question is the longer-term commitment to the county nursing home, an aging facility that continues to shrink in use and revenue. In this conversation with County Board Chair John McIntyre, he acknowledges it is as ugly a budget as has come along for some years. Is there any sign that this aggressive response and cutting nearly 30 full-time positions will right the ship into something sustainable, or will the county face this sort of pressure for several years?
We think that we're projecting that if we don't take certain measures right now with our budgeting process, that we'll find ourselves in worse shape in years to come. Pretty much, as you know, local governments are victims of the state budget as well at times on some of the mandates and things that come down to us. We have no place where we can pass anything down, any of our costs down to anyone else other than to try to adjust and work within our own organization. And so there are some drastic moves. We're hoping that some of them will not be damaging to individual employees as much as in fact we can find a way to, by the process of not only reorganizing some of our services and departments, but also offering a retirement option that is both manageable and in some ways could be positive to some of our employees as well.
What are you going to reorganize?
Well, some of our departments that have two and three members or four members, if there is a possibility, any possibility, to maybe supervise some of those departments, put some administrative responsibilities and combine some of those in what we do and still function. And that's kind of been something that's been kind of a prevalent in the last few years. We always take a look at that. We don't want to add unnecessary staff, but also we have to be very conscious of the fact that we have to provide services for the community. This budget is probably going to impact in ways that might be not so noticeable, but maybe in some service things there might be a longer line at different places to get a license or a fee or pay this and that in some of our buildings here downtown. But we'll continue to work and see what we can do so that we're functioning and very efficient as well.
One of the big losses of revenue is in the nursing home. About a $1.2 million diminishment. Now, County Administrator Bill Wasson says that the staff has already been reduced by 17, 18 people, so that's relatively budget neutral. But the facility is aging. It's built in the 1970s to different standards and different expectations, shared bathrooms and showers, for one thing. And that's not the expectation anymore. Is the nursing home sustainable as a viable concern in the future?
Well, I want to be honest with you. It's a very difficult thing for us to deal with right now. And what you just said, Charlie, is very true throughout the nursing home and long-term care industries. The differences in the accommodations and amenities of what people expect, the differences in private pay and us trying to keep a cost containment so that some people can come in who cannot afford as much, and also trying to take advantage of what Medicaid there is and the Medicaid payments and arrears and function from that way. A lot of the nursing homes would like to have very little Medicaid, and some have no beds as such, and so that we're kind of, we're straddling the fence and taking a look at that because we have to provide a place for some people to do that. I mean, this has historically been an issue even way back before there were very few nursing homes. I mean, the poor house type, the poor farm thing was for people that didn't have anything and they still needed care. But on the other hand, our facility, as you said, Charlie, has semi-private rooms that share one bathroom between two rooms. And that's just something that's kind of a thing now of the past. Most nursing homes, and many of them, are trying to even go to private rooms, and some do have private rooms and private pay. And obviously private pay is much more profitable to run a business. A nursing home is a business, but also we have to consider quality of life and services for people in our community. So we're going to have to work through that. I think we're going to need to talk, and we were just talking prior to the meeting this morning about bringing in some nursing home owners and administrators who are in the business and sitting down with them and taking a look at it. There's an increased demand for nursing homes because people are living longer. And so as a result, we're having more competition for nursing homes. And so that's going to be interesting to see how that affects the overall industry within this county I'm talking about.
McLean County Board Chair John McIntyre says he estimates not much of the nursing home policy conversation will happen before next spring.